We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Hey Mabez, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Ayin Hey. And I'll talk to Mishnah. Oima Odom L'Chaveru Nachash Imi V'Nachash Imach. Here we're talking about services. I do for you a service. Now you really technically owe me money for the service. So we make up. I'm going to do the service for you today, and you'll do it for me tomorrow. Instead of charging you a market charge, let's say you need to go to the airport. So I'm saying, you know what? I'll drive you to the airport this week, and you're going to drive me to the airport in 3 weeks. So that's to make a deal. So really, you owe me money for the car service, but you're going to bring it back all the time. So that's mutter. It's not a problem of rivers. Because they're both nachash imi, which means to prune the trees. Adar imo v'adimach. Adar imo is a different type of agricultural maisa, help. And what is digging around the roots in order to let it grow better. So I'm going to help you today dig, and you're going to help me tomorrow. This is not a problem of rivers. But v'lo yomru nachash imi, imi v'eder imach. Don't say, you know, you're going to be pruned, do the pruning with me, cutting down the branches with me, and I'll dig with you tomorrow. You know why? Because it's very possible the digging is harder than the pruning. It comes out that it comes to ribbis. Or the other way. You dig with me today, and I'll prune with you tomorrow, because it might be the prune will be harder. And therefore, there's a problem of ribbis. Like Rashi speaks out the bottom, Rashi. Because you're not paying me, therefore, I'm going to do a harder malacha because I owe you money. Instead, you know, like one time it's to Newark, one time it's JFK. So I need an emergency taxi today. I couldn't find a taxi. So you drive me today, and I'll drive you next week. And next week, you go to JFK. Sugar ribbons for the difference in going to Newark from Lakewood or going to JFK from Lakewood. It's a big difference. So then that will be the Shiloh of ribbons. And now, even Nachesh, top on base now, even Nachesh or Adar, or Adar, Imach, it has to be all the same season. Kol yimei grid echad. The whole season of grid, which is the dry season, is considered one. Even though some days are longer than other ones, but don't worry about that. Kol yimei reviyach. All the rainy days are off. All the same. But lo yomer lo charei shemei v'girarid. Help me plow in the dry season. Echad shemei v'reviyah. Because reviyah is definitely harder to plow. Zok the mishnah vayta. Rabbi Gamliel omer yesh ribbis mukdemes v'yeresh ribbis mukharis. That means classic ribbis. Is ribbis paid when I pay you up? I pay you extra. That's what ribbis is. And there's ribbis tzutza, which means I make up from the beginning. I'm giving you a halva with a set amount of ribbis to accrue every month. That's ribbis tzutza. Then there's ribbis derabbanon, which is derech mekach hamemker. Rav Gamliel says, a new type of ribbis. Ribbis mukdemes v'yesh ribbis mukheres. Ketzad. Nosan in a little v'semenu. He knows this guy. This guy has a lot of cash. And he knows he's in need of a loan. He makes a mitzvah next year. So Already, Purim and Pesach, he sends him nice presents and Shavuos Vata cheesecake. And he says a big note in it. He writes a note on the cheesecake. I'm gonna need a loan next year. Enjoy the cheesecake, and you know, find out what bracha to make on it. And gevaldik zui ribbis mukdemes. This is ribbis mukdemes. Lava, that's what I'm saying, giving ribbis before you took the hava. Lava menu. Let's say you borrowed and you gave him back. You borrowed $50,000 for your mitzvah and you paid it back. And then the next week, and he sends him a nice present. I really appreciate that loan. Here's the money. Zui ribbis mocheres. Both these things are awesome. There's ribbis mukdemes and ribbis mocheres. But lavia deya, that ribbis mukdemes and mocheres has certain kulas. What are the kulas? There's two distinct kulas. One cool is that as long as you're not mechavim for ribbis, and you don't say anything about the ribbis, then ribbis mukdemes v'ribbis is mutter. That's not a problem. But b'shas prayim b'yosur. So therefore, if the guy himself makes bar mitzvah the next year, you'll have to give him a nice bar mitzvah present. And even though, you know, it may be like a back of your mind, you're friends with him, you became friends with him through Avah, it's not a problem, because you're not giving it for the Havah, and you didn't speak out for the Havah, then it's not a problem to give him a nice bar mitzvah present a year after the Havah. But b'shas paroyin, you can't bring him back the $50,000 thing and with a big set of mishnayos for his son, that you can't do, because that's a problem of ribbis b'shas paroyin. But the kula is that ribbis is mutter if you don't speak it out, then you don't have kavana for it. Now, another...
I like the Shas Paroyin
the same day. Yeah, right away. Yeah, Shas Maisa. Even same day, if it's different times and you don't have Kavanah for ribbis, that's a very important part, then it's fine. A lot of times, same day, you automatically have Kavanah, so it'll be hard. And another cool about ribbis and ribbis is that's not Yoytze B'dayonim, and it's also not Yoytze Lotze D'Shemayim. So if you took by mistake and it's Yoytze B'dayonim, you don't have to give it back. By ribbis and ribbis, you don't have to give it back such a ribbis. Zokta. What?
Right,
right. If you right, but if you do lend, so then if you didn't, then right. But that's why it's definitely not ribus araisa. I'm saying ribus darbanon. But I'll give you an example of a case of ribus mucheres, and this was an example, a real live example. And there was a speech therapist that someone always paid late. They always paid late. So they I'm changing the story a little bit, but they paid off, finally paid up, and a week later in the mail they got a Kava gift card, $50 in the thing, and wrote it on the card. Thank you so much for being patient with me. I know I didn't pay on time and you didn't drive me crazy. And here's the Kava gift card. Is that mutter or asr? The halacha is it's asr, but the person's allowed to keep it because it's ribus mucheres. Ribus mucheres you're allowed to keep, but they were over the isr of ribus by giving him that ribus. Okay.
The
service
is over by taking it?
The Pashas, the Ribbis Mukharis is Afghan, the person giving it, but because there's no Issa, like Sashik, there's no Issa on the. That's a Pashas. It's a big shayla. Sometimes the Ribbis Darabanan only goes one way, but could be here, it's a good question if he was over, but they took it already. They're embarrassed to give it back, so therefore they're not over. They don't have to give it back. The locals don't have to give it back. They didn't take it. It came to the house in a car, they didn't have what it was, they took it already. And then they opened it up, they saw it, and now they give it back. They know right now you're giving me the ribbis of charis. It's a good shayla because we'll see soon. It's not called ribbis dvarim. I say shalom aleichem to you. It's called ribbis dvarim. What do you do? I turn and take it? No, I'm not taking the shalom. It's a little bit too hard to know. But if you know what's coming, you should say no. It's ribbis of charis, 100% for sure. Even if not, it's also from either also. Rav Shimon Aimer, yes, ribbis dvarim. What's the case of ribbis dvarim? So the Mishnah gives the case of ribbis dvarim like this. Lo yomer loy, don't tell the malva. I'm going to give you now a stock tip or a tip. I'm going to tip you off that a certain guy coming to town that you could gain from him. You can't tell the malva, I'm going to give you a inside information that Pliny is coming to town and, you know, of course you wanted to talk to him for years. I'm telling you he's coming to town. That's also, that's Rivas Dvar. Now the Mishnah goes into all the Isurim that can be possible for the malva and the loiva. The elu oivrim v'loi sasa. Hamalva va'haloiva va'orva edim. All these people could be over v'loy sasa. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit more. What are they over exactly? So that's the malva. That's the lender. Loiva is the borrower. Orva is the co-signer. Va'edim and the edim, the witnesses. V'chomer afa sofer. Even the sofer is over. What are they over for? So we're not going to go who was over what. But these are the lavim that we're talking about. Over mishum le sitain. That's a kaspo isla b'neshach. And the over al tikach me'itoy neshach. And this Mishnah really reckons out five different lavin, but really there's six. Because the first one, Lesitin, there's two there. It's Kaspcha Lesitin Levinashach, or Marbis Lesitin Achlecha. That's one. No, one and two. Because it says Lesitin Levinashach, Lesitin Achlecha. That's two. Three is Atigach Meitoy Nashach. Four is Lesila Kenosha. Five is lo simulav kaneshach, and six is lifnei iver leistitim mechshol. These are six lavim that they all apply to the malva, like we see in the Gemara. So someone who's malva beribis, who lends out, does hard money loans without a proper head to iska, he's over six different lavim, which is a big amount. Talk to Gemara. Tanya, Rashimi Chayemer. How do you know that if you borrow money from your friend and you're not usual for you to tell him hello? Usually don't tell him hello. You don't tell him a big good morning. Now it's also, now that he became your malva, you can't walk in the shul, you agree a big shalom aleichem every time. How do you know you're not allowed to do that? That's called Dover. Dover is lashon of Dibur. Even Dibur is Aser. Pashtus, it's a big shaila. Is this a ribbis dvarim asteraisa? It says from the pasuk. So it's pashtus only a smachta, but there is a good sad that there is an issa deraisa here of ribbis dvarim, like with darshan from a pasuk. Zok de gemara vayit, the ve'elu oiv. Now, as Mishnah said, the six different lavin. So I'm abaya. Malva oiv ebekulon. The malva is oiv in all six lavin. Like we just spoke out in the Mishnah, what the six lavin are. Loiva, oiver mishum loy sasha, he has three loiva. Mishum loy sashach lachicha, don't pay ribbis to your brother. Lachicha loy sashach, it's different pasuk. Lefnei iver loy sita michshal, you make a michshal in front of the malva. So there's three lavim for the loiva. Oriv va'edim, ain't oiver mel mishum loy simul of nashach. The oriv and the edim are only oiver on loy sasimul of nashach, which means that you are making, you're facilitating a loan. Without the Arav and the Edom, you can't facilitate a loan. They're facilitating a loan. And there's a Simon of Neshach. What happened with the Eva? Beautiful. Zog Taisus. Zimnim. Zog Taisus on top. You can look at the Maishu also. You have the one in front of you. Zimnim. The Avri. Sometimes they're also in the Mishal. If you would not have lent the money without an Arav, then it's a problem. That's always the Avalay Simon. Something's not over. How? He would have lent the loan anyway without a cosigner. And then it's not a problem with Niver. For example, lifting iver is only if there's no other way for him to get it. But if we get it anyway, so there's no lifting iver in such a case. So therefore, it's like someone owning stock in Citibank. And you say, "I lifting iver," because without me, he wouldn't be able to lend money, right? You know, let's say Citibank is worth $10 billion, and I'll have my $10 stock in there. So without me, nice, wouldn't be able to lend money. No, without you, they would be able to lend money. They don't need your money for stocks, 100% not. So if there's no lifting iver, lifting iver is only a case where they can't do it without you. That's the only way. So that's why this doesn't say. But Taisa Avada, like Maishis Kasha Avada, that it is possible to have Lifnei Iver by the Ariv and the Edim. So to Gemara Vayta, Tanya, Shimon Oimer, Malve Ribis, Yosef, Mashem, Marvichim, Afsidim. First of all, you should know, someone lends Ribis and he's making a nice 8%, he's going to lose more than that. Because like the Gemara said before, nechasim is smitim. He loses his money. And therefore, when more, much in a gain, you're going to lose. Loyoid el shemasimin, Moshe Rabbeinu chacham, ateras ha'emes. They make believe that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know what he's talking about. This is lost from Saginara. They say, what do you mean, Ribbis? It's not a gaya. If they know what's going on today, the Torah never would have said Ribbis Sasa. Either I see a day, Moshe Rabbeinu show you Revach Vadava, Loyoid Kaisva, never write it. He didn't chop the whole thing of ribbis. He doesn't chop what businesses. That's what people say. Like the Marashah speaks out that other Averas, people know they're doing Avera. But by ribbis, the people are more hesitant and say, if Moshe Rabbeinu would know, like, you know, it means, like, if they would know what ribbis is, they would never say it's Asur. That's like, that's how you do business, ribbis. And of course, it's a mistake. The Torah knows everything. Moshe Rabbeinu knows everything. And still, the Torah is saying it's Asur. And Akapanim, that's why it's a terrible Avera, because it's a shtickle apikarsis. And therefore, someone should keep away from ribbis. How do you know? And you know, there's a new Gemara here, it's nothing to do with ribbis. Where's the makar that someone who owes you money, you shouldn't go in front of him every 2 weeks, you know, like, hey, by the way, you owe me money. Don't be like a noisha. It's a lav to bother a person and show him always that he owes you money. Rav Ami,
After it's due,
there's nothing wrong. You come, it's not due. You go if you know he doesn't have it. Saying if you know he has it, you should get your money. It says if you know he doesn't have it, it says that's Lashon Gemara. It says, yeah, he knows he doesn't have it. So what can you do? Rav Ami Vasi, the Ami Tavayu, Kielu Donu Vstei Dinim. It's Kielu, you gave him an oindish with two dinim. Shnemar, Hakafta Enos L'Roy Shenu, Bonu Be'esh V'mayim. And we dash the word L'Roy Shenu means Loshan Noisha, a Loshan of the person who owes you money. And Bonu Be'esh V'mayim, it's like you put him through fire and water. Zokta Masha, what Shaykh has fire and water have to do with this? Zokta Masha. You go in front of him, nichlam, he gets embarrassed. The red leaves are asichivra. Then base dinim shall told us the eish v'amayim. Hasumek we told us the eish. The red is we told us the eish. V'achivra we told us mayim. The white's v'amayim. That's what it means, because it gets red and it gets white. That's the eish v'amayim. Omer b'dam rav kol mishia shloy moyotz. Anyone who has money, umalva isom shloy be'edim over mishum lifnei iver listim echshol. If you're lending money and you don't have edim, then your over lifnei iver listim echshol, because the guy won't pay back, he's going to forget about it, and it's your fault. Therefore, it's kapasim shulchan aruch that when you lend money, you should make sure you do it with edim or get a star from him somehow. That's not going to come to a mechshol. If you do this, you're going to cause a klal to yourself, to the malva, because you're going to go over to the guy and say, owe you money, and everyone's going to say, yeah, it's malva, he's a liar, and they give him klal. Shneimar, the pasuk says, te'olam no sifsei shakar, hadoibreis al tzadik asak, that the pasuk says that the Tillam is saying, you should quiet the lies that they're saying on this tzaddik, is saying shekhar on a tzaddik. But that's what's happening. People are going to say shekhar about the tzaddik and saying, they're going to say that the Gerim HaKlala, there's a Klala, they're going to name on the loiv as a tzaddik, and they say, this Malva is making up stories about him, and then give him a Klala. So therefore, it's always good to lend out, when you lend money, either write a shtar or have aid. Omle Abon Ravashi, Komekai Ravina Komad Omer. The Abon Ravashi, by the way, Ravina's Mekayim Komad Omer Abon. So they wanted to test him. Shalach Lebahadi Panya Mal Shabbos. They sent him Erev Shabbos, when it's a very busy time. Lishdili Mara Sarzuz Shram Lek Tina Dara. He says, can I borrow 10 Zuz? I found a little tiny piece of karka. It's a small amount of money, Sarzuz. Shalach Le, so Ravina sent back, Nasi Mara Sadi sent some Edim, Menichtav Ksava, when a Radash Dar. Shalach Le'afila Anonami, he said, oh, me, the Ravashi said to me, you know, I'm a shechosh of a person who can do that. Shalach Le'akolchke Maratar Begirse, Mishtali Vigarim Kolatzmai. Of course you are so busy learning, of course you're going to forget about it. And therefore, of course you need even more. Kalvachayim you need, Abadi, you're an honest person. Besides, it's honesty, you might forget. And therefore, Abadi, you need a star. It's a big shayla how people are annoying today that a lot of people lend money without a star, without a edim. What's the heter? The tshuva is going to speak about it. It's a big shayla taka. A star works. It's a repository of the ksav, even a ksav yada works. Even your own ksav yada works. That's the halacha. So even write your own ksav, it's got a good idea sometimes. If you lend money, get the guy, he should write a check back to you. And this is way, first of all, the check is like a star, it's a ksav yada, and also you could cash the check. So this way, you have something on him. Torah Abalam. Shloisha Tzayekim Ve'ena Nena. There are three people who, when they come to Beis Din screaming, we don't even listen to them because they did it to themselves. What are the three things? First of all, if someone lends that money without Edim, then he comes to Beis Din and says, oh, the guy's not paying back, he should have put Edim. Another person is, someone's kind of Odin Latzmai. See what that means? More of a three shot than that. And the last one is, Misha Ishtoi Meshalos Love. Someone whose wife is Meshalos Love, which Son of Hashem Taich means that you give them too much money, you spoil them too much, then you worry you have no money, it's your own fault. You don't have to buy them a tennis bracelet every Pesach. There's no limits like that. And if you do that, then you don't have a problem. So what's called the Odin Latzmai? What's called the Latzmai? Mahi? The three pshat in the Gemara. Ikadamri Toilet Chosav Benachri. One pshat in Kodin Latzmai means someone who doesn't want to make himself so rich. He wants to make believe he's poor. So he says, oh, all that money? Yeah, I don't own it. That big building, nech, it's not mine. I have a partner, a goyish partner. And what happens? The guy hears about it, and he goes and steals and takes it. He says, one of the guys said, he's made it, it's mine. And then he comes to Beis Din and says, you did it to yourself. The guy gives away all the chasm to his children in his life, and then his children disown him. That's also your own mistake. And the Yikad Amri, the Bishlab HaMasa, that he's not doing well, he doesn't have good mazal in this city, the Ozul HaMasa Achrita, and he doesn't go to another city, so this is all these are three examples of Kain Od Masman here. If he is Tzayekim Bebezdim here, Lamata, we don't listen to him because they were Gurim to themselves. The three things are someone who lends money without Edim, or he's Kain Od Masman, three Pshatim, or Ishtoy Meshalas Lav. Hadra Loch, Perek Ezu Neshech, Beli Neder, for those that finished it, the Metzchem those Shachazerit, Mazel Tov.